Another half hour of music and entertainment starring Jack Benny. The orchestra opens the program in the 6-8 tempo with a medley of old favorites. In a hurry or fails to give good mileage, it's due to the lack of knowledge on the part of the man who sold it. The General Tire dealer saves his customers many dollars and a lot of worry because he is a factory-trained expert. Attending these factory schools regularly, they keep posted on the newest and latest tire developments. There is no guesswork in the General Tire dealer's service. He knows the right tire to put on and the correct air pressure to carry. When you put this factory-trained knowledge behind the tire of General's high quality, you have a combination that leaves the longest, safest, and most economical mileage you can buy. And now for that funny comedian, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello, some more. This is Jack Benny, the Hollywood reporter, coming to you with all the latest news reports through the courtesy of the Hollywood Close-Up. Sees all, knows all, and brings out your defects. Let's go. Beverly Hills, California. The Bing Crosbys are proud parents of twins. They now have three boys and are the Marx Brothers worried. Oh, that's a good laugh to start with, isn't it? The little Crosbys were born in the blue of the night. And Bing was seen giving everybody a Carooner cigar. It's the best I can do with that. Ocean Park, California. There's a rumor that Guy Kibbe was seen here going around with Joan Blondell. But don't worry, folks. It was a merry-go-round. They each had a different horse. Are you thrilled? Sam Goldwyn, California. Eddie Cantor, famous stage and screen comedian, gave a big dinner at his home last night.
Who was there, Jack?
Just I and the girls. That was enough. There was no truth in the report that caviar was served at that dinner. It was just freckles on the waiter's hand. That's what fooled us, huh? Hoosiers, California. What great screen star was seen on what night with what director in whose car? And what did he say when she said, "Little man, what now?" P.S. Who cares? Holly's in second base.
One now, Jack.
You want to read one? Go ahead.
Beverly Hills Cooper, famous teen star. Is that way about Mary Livingston?
Is that the truth, Mary?
No, but I hope he's listening in.
Nice girl, huh?
She is blowout proof, non-skidding, and has the patented low pressure construction.
Well, you can't stop that. Have you got one to read, Jimmy?
Yeah. My middle name is Love.
That's the truth, folks. Play, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy Deer and the boys playing. My middle name is Love. Swell guy, that Deer. You know, Jimmy and I were out together for the first time since I've been here in Hollywood. We had a lot of fun last night. You know, we went 50-50 on everything. I bought the dinner. He paid the car fare. I furnished the cigars. He had the matches. He took me to a show. I bought the tickets. He threw me to halfway.
Wait a minute, Jack. Several times I reached the check, and you just happened to beat me to it.
Well, reach a little further next time, Jimmy. You know what I mean? Get your money out in 2-4 time instead of the old-fashioned wall, you know? But outside of that, you're a nice fella. Really, folks, Jimmy would give you his shirt. That is, if you were a Chinaman and didn't charge too much, you know? Say, Jimmy, we've been together now for 8 weeks, and next Friday night is my last program from Hollywood, so I think you ought to say a few words to our audience. Come on, Jimmy, just a word or two, you know?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that in all the
that
years...
That sounds to me and a great thought, too, believe me. I mean, how many leaders can talk like that? You know, folks, a lot of people have asked me in fan mail and in person what Jimmy Deer looks like, and I think it is only fair to describe him to you. Jimmy is tall, rather handsome, and when you first meet him, you don't like him at all. But after you're with him a while, he's no bargain either. In appearance, I would say that Jimmy is the Terry Grant type.
He looks more like General Grant.
And speaking of General, it's the best pile on the market today. I bet some people forget Terry and Jimmy Grant.
The university is attending the where he is of course in his father is Horatio Alger, and he also has a copy of H.G. Wells outlining.
Jack, I read a great book last night. Shakespeare's King Lear.
Hmm, isn't that book a little over your head, Mary?
No, I hold it in my arm.
Oh, all right. Answer the phone, Mary.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, do I go to work tonight?
Who is this?
Oh, yes, our murder mystery, of course. Is your wife at home?
I'll see.
Oh, Minnie! She's home. Come over right away, both of you, and go to work. I need you. Goodbye. And now, ladies and gentlemen, continuing with our mystery. The Stu's murder case, or who killed Mr. Stu? Now, to you people who have been following this horrible mystery, I say hang on. But to you who have foolishly neglected it by attending to your business, I will describe what has gone on so far. Mr. J. Gafilto, too, of the famous radio Stooges, was murdered on the night of June 15th in his villa on the Rue de Lausée, which strangely reminds us of this mystery. And the only clues we have so far are 6 shots found in a bottle in Mr. Stooges' hip pocket and a jar of goldfish that won't talk. Hey, Mary, have you any clues?
No, I just run in my stocking.
Now, what was the motive behind this murder? It was not homicide. It was not suicide.
Maybe it was homicide.
Mary, go down by the seaside and pull a permanent wave over your head. We will continue this mystery right after the next number, which will be sung by Philo Parker, the Thin Man. Play, Officer Donovan.
Hungry, refrain. You saw the fire. Your gang with you, eh? What do you know about this dude's murder case? Why, Jack, this is embarrassing. I was just sitting out front watching your program.
Well, give me that stuff. What do you know about the food murder case?
Nothing. And neither do you.
Where were you on the night of June 15th at 8 o'clock?
In Chicago at the Armour plant, where you can buy the finest hams, the finest...
Why? You can't mention Armour here.
Why not? There are more features to the general tire than any other tire on the market. It's the low prices that make generals blow out proof, and they can be purchased on convenient terms through the general tire dealer.
I guess we're even, Baker.
Not yet. I came up here to get that $10 you borrowed from me at the Davis Theater in Pittsburgh.
Don't evade the issue. Why did you kill Mr. Sue?
Don't evade the $10. Why didn't you write when you promised me?
Nick, sir, you're trapping a mystery.
What mystery? I want my $10.
He'll give it to you next week,
Bill.
He just paid off
Freddie
Allen.
Quiet, McDonough. Clancy, who's that other egg over there?
No, he came in with Baker.
Yeah, come here, you. What's your name?
My name is Bottle, sir.
Bottle, eh? Your name is Bottle. What's your first name?
Nicholas Murray.
Nicholas Murray Bottle, I see. You know who I am, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes. Jack Moon, the fire chief.
Hey, Bottle, why didn't you save that one for our program?
Quiet, sir. I'm not working for you now.
Attaboy, Bottle.
Now, wait a minute, you. My name is O'Hare, Sergeant O'Hare.
Glad to know you, Sergeant. What's that name, sir?
O'Hare, O'Hare. What have you got in your head?
Victor Bessalee.
Oh, I'm going to have trouble with you, too. What is it? What are you laughing at?
Bottle,
what is it?
It was funny when that gentleman over there said
danger. Now listen, you two. I've had enough of this. My name is O'Hare. Who is that?
That's Poodle, Jack.
Oh, Poodle, eh? Oh, I caught it here, too. Now listen, Poodle. Do you know who killed Mr. Stude?
Yes, I do.
Who did it? This tour will be continued next Friday night. To try and solve this mystery, your guess is as good as ours. Play people, Bottle, Jimmy. Stick around, Phil. We'll have some fun later on the program. You haven't got another bottle with you, have you? Huh? Got another bottle? Huh?
Oh,
all right, play then. Jimmy Greer and his orchestra. Well, what do we do now, Phil? You know, you can't leave me flat now that you've butted in here.
I don't care, Jack. It is great to see you again and talk over old times.
Sure is.
Remember the fun we had a few years ago in Kansas City when I was there playing the Orpheum Theater and you were laying off?
Yeah. You remember in Chicago when it was vice versa? What vice versa? That was the palace. That's right. But, Phil, will you ever forget that theater we played together in St. Paul where we were on the same bill together?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Remember my name was in lights and you were kicking to the manager?
Yep, your name was in lights, all right.
Yes, sir.
And, Jack, do you remember after your second joke your name came down and they put Mickey Mouse up?
Oh, yeah. Say, what's Mickey Mouse doing now, Phil?
Oh, he's making another comedy picture.
Gee, that's funny. Here we are, the three of us in Hollywood, making pictures.
Yep, huh? Mickey Mouse and the two rats. Say, Jack, you used to play pretty good fiddle in those days. Are you still playing it?
You mean violin?
Well, it was fiddle in those days.
Yeah. Well, I still play it occasionally. You still use your accordion?
Oh, once in a while.
I'll bet the audience can't guess what they're
going to
do.
Not much. Say, Phil.
What?
How about you and me playing a little violin and accordion number, you know, for old time's sake?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
I told you about it.
Oh, sure. They've been rehearsing it all week.
I don't know. What folks would like to hear? Any number at all.
Love Thy Neighbor.
Humoresque. Okay.
Doesn't make any difference what you call. We'll play humoresque.
Humoresque. Is that it, Phil?
Yeah.
How does that go, humoresque?
Humoresque? Wait a minute. Now,
What do they want? Humoresque or Love Thy Neighbor, huh?
Love Thy Neighbor.
Love Thy Neighbor?
How does it go?
Let's play...
Why does it go, Love Thy Neighbor?
Love Thy Neighbor.
Never mind the script. How does Love Thy Neighbor go?
Da-dum, 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 da-dum. Love Thy Neighbor.
Oh, sure. Let's play Love Thy Neighbor.
Now, give me A.
Sure enough.
Surprise? You are. Armor Hammer is the best. And General Tire beats the rest.
A dog on you.
Love on you.
To take up the corner. Good hot, Jeff. Don't you think it's awfully nice when you have a piece of ice?
That was Phil Baker and Jack Benny playing humorous.
And humorous everybody about the general blowout proof fire, and you will find that. A specialist who is best qualified to serve the public. The General Tire Dealer in your community is a factory-trained tire expert. He owns his own business, and his first concern is to see that you get the most for your tire dollar. If you've never done business with him, why not stop in his store tomorrow? Let him show you how important proper tire equipment is to your safety and comfort. He can tell you why one tire can wear out in half the time of others. It can show you how easy it is to correct many things to cause irregular wear, trying to keep skinny, unexpected wear. The General Tire Dealer is a real tire specialist.
It can save you many dollars and assure you greater fire safety because of its factory trained mileage. If you want greater safety, greater economy, and greater mileage, the General Tire Dealer is the man to go to.
Number of the 16th program in the General Tire Series. Be sure and listen in next Friday night and find out who's still Mr. T. Come on, Mary, I'll take you home now.
Besides, Jack, I'm going home with Bob.
Where's Beagle?
He went up the country for the weekend to make noises.
Oh, good night, folks.
General Tire program starring Jack Benny has come to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood, California. The tune Shine On Your Shoes is from the production Flying Colors. Don Wilson speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.